Welcome to another episode of What Matters in North Carolina. I'm your host, Matt Calder. I'm a little under the weather, but we're still going to bring you the show. So, today we're going to speak with Susan Myrick. She's going to come on and tell us about unaffiliated voters and how they are registering at a rate so fast they are overtaking Republicans as the second largest, quote-unquote, I guess, voting bloc. So we'll go ahead and talk to her about what's going on with unaffiliated voters and maybe find out a little about the timeline right now. Joining us now is Susan Myrick, elections policy analyst for the Civitas Institute, and she's going to talk with us about how unaffiliated voters are swiftly becoming the second largest voting bloc in the state, overtaking Republicans imminently, right?
Imminently. In short order, I would predict less than 3 months. With the way the numbers are moving now. We've been watching this trend take place ever since January 2009. I say we've been watching it. Maybe I haven't been watching it since then, but I can use the Civitas website of CarolinaTransparency.com to actually see that it has been happening since January 2009. Right now, unaffiliated voters are just a mere 13,000 voters behind the Republican Party. While that sounds ominous for the Republican Party, I think what we've seen has been much deeper and much more of importance perhaps to the Democratic Party. The Democrats since January 2009 are the only segment of voting political registration that have decreased in number. They've actually decreased by 229,000 plus voters, where Republicans have increased almost 50,000. But the difference being is absolutely the unaffiliated bloc. They've ballooned more than 640,000 voters since 2009. Now, people look at me and say, why in the world would that happen? And there's probably 100 different reasons, but I think the two major reasons is they're disaffected voters. They're not moderate. They're not middle-of-the-road voters. They all have their belief system and sometimes very, very strong, but they're disaffected and disenfranchised from the two major parties.
So this is not just new voters becoming unaffiliated. This is people leaving the Democrat Party and joining
right.
Unaffiliated, and maybe some Georgia Republicans,
And Republicans are leaving the Republican Party, too.
But they're still growing.
They're still
overall.
Growing.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. They are leaving the party. They may be new to North Carolina or new to voting and going the way of unaffiliated. They may be moving between counties, and when they register again, they go, I'm not aligning with a party. I'm going to go the unaffiliated route. Now, this is the second reason why I believe that people would register as unaffiliated voters. In North Carolina, unaffiliated voters, and they are not, it's not an independent party. We talked about this before,
right,
Matt. North Carolina doesn't have an independent party. It could have an independent party if somebody wanted to get that moving. But what unaffiliated voters are exactly what the name indicates. They're not affiliated with either or any party, including Libertarian Party. They don't have an affiliation, but they are allowed in North Carolina to vote in a primary. They just can vote in only one primary on primary election time. I can't even say election day anymore because of absentee voting. But if you're an unaffiliated voter, you pick the primary you want to vote in, and you get that ballot. So it's very people think that's a plus. And they'll move with it. And we've watched it moving since 2009. I've actually been watching it more from 2010 or 11 and seeing the changes. Now, as I said, unaffiliated voters aren't middle of the road. They aren't moderate. A lot of political consultants like to think they are. But Civitas does polls every month. Live caller polling, and in August, and just like this month, we always do an unaffiliated poll where we just target unaffiliated voters. And what we've seen in those polls ever since 2010 that the unaffiliated voters are leaning and identifying more with Republicans. That does not mean it's going to stay that way. But right now, that's where we are. And we have an unaffiliated poll this month, and we'll see if that trend's still holding strong.
Well, I'm an unaffiliated voter. Maybe I'll get a call.
I'm an unaffiliated voter. Maybe I'll get a call.
And I just from the first time I registered unaffiliated because, you know, I mean, I guess there's a number of reasons to do it. You, the reason to be able to vote in either primary, the reason of you really just don't identify as either of the major parties.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole host of reasons.
Well, I'm a lot older than you are, Matt, but I remember when I registered to vote the first time in North Carolina, I was told that if I didn't register as a Democrat, I wouldn't have a chance to vote. Because back in those days, there was only one party in North Carolina, and the election really took place during the primary. So times have definitely changed in North Carolina. There's no doubt about it. But let me give you some numbers really quick before I go as far as counties go. Right now, there are 9 counties that have more unaffiliated voters than they do Democrats and more unaffiliated voters than they do Republicans. There are 23 counties that have more unaffiliated voters than Democrats and 39 counties that have more unaffiliated voters than Republicans. And it's fluid. You can watch these counties move constantly in that direction.
And do you actually have those 9? I mean, we can't go through all of them.
I do.
I'm just curious, what are the 9 where they're the largest voting bloc?
I'm going to tell you the 2 that sat out there by themselves for the longest up until the last few months, and that would be Currituck County and Watauga County. They were the first 2 to do that. I believe Currituck was before Watauga. But since then, Camden County has joined in, and they're right in there. They surround Currituck County, or they're very close. Henderson County up in the mountains, New Hanover County down on the coast, Polk County up in the mountains, Transylvania and Watauga. So it's really a opposite ends of the state phenomena right now. But like I said, we're seeing it all over the state, one way or the other.
That makes sense for me. The Watauga County, with the university being there, and Boone, and that really makes sense.
Yeah. It does. And Henderson is different than Watauga. It's different than Buncombe. It's a mountain county. It's more Republican. So it has a different, almost a libertarian feel to it.
Well, the mountain people, they just want to be left alone.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
that's
people on the coast and to another degree, but in the mountain, there's a really strong, you know, Raleigh's what happens down there, leave
right.
me alone.
And, you know, that's what I see out in the Northeast, the Outer Banks, Camden, mm-hmm. Dare, and Currituck. They're very similar in that way to the mountains.
Definitely. I mean, that's eye-opening, but it does make a lot of sense.
It sure does. I will come back, I promise, and give you an update as this moves along. We'll see if it happens in 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months.
So is there a betting pool? Is there going to be a pool around the Civitas Institute office?
I think I'll put together the last trend for the last 3 months, and maybe we can get a pool going.
Maybe there's a line, a 3-1 odd, 2-1 odd. I don't know how exactly all that works.
That's a good idea. And maybe if anybody listening would like to get in on it. I don't know if that's legal or not. But.
Well, they just vetoed the game night for nonprofits.
May not be able to do that.
I guess y'all could have had that going, but Governor Cooper vetoed that bill.
We'd like to hear from you, though.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on What Matters.
Thank you.
Thank you to Susan Meyer for taking the time to walk us through what's going on with unaffiliated voter registrations. And thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning into this show. If you're not already following along with us on social media, do so on Facebook and Twitter at What Matters NC. If you're not already subscribed to the podcast, go to wherever you listen to podcasts and search What Matters in North Carolina. And if you want to listen to more episodes of this show or more shows on the Freedom Action Network, just go to www.freedomactionnetwork.com. Catch you later.